I was in the getting showered up for tonight's gig. So.
Oh, well, we won't get too sweaty during this interview.
Cool.
But I guess you're used to sweating. I watched a lot of videos of you on stage.
Yeah, we try to put, every ounce of energy we have into the show.
And that's obvious. And I think that's probably why you're doing pretty well these days.
Yeah, things are going pretty well.
That's good. Partly on the strength of your 2016 release, Running From Love. Is that turning into a good calling card for Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal?
Yeah, that's a record I'm real proud of. People that take it home and listen to it are always happy with it. We get, messages on Facebook or on our email and, people telling us that they enjoy the music. So that's something that's definitely elevated us a little more than what we were before.
You know, the title, Running From Love, I wonder if that's maybe a little bit of a misnomer because... Well, first of all, a lot of love coming through you and your music, and it seems like you're running to love or maybe running on love and not running from love.
Right. Yeah, it's the title cut is a song that's based on my view on kind of there's a number of people in our world that are afraid to embrace loving people that they maybe not understand or cultures they don't understand, and there's a lot of divisiveness, increasingly so, in our country, particularly since last November, that has, I just wanted to write a song about that, and that was last year, and things haven't really changed all that much. I think it's kind of a call to arms in a way. So, we got to be aware of these things and call people out and say, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of. If you don't understand it, all you have to do is talk with someone, try to understand where they're coming from.
Huh. Well, you say in the liner notes to the album, this album is dedicated to all the good people across the world that believe in the power of music, the power of creativity, the power of community. We are constantly writing our future history. It is your work, your ideas, your drive and conviction that will continue to show that love is the only path to righteousness. If there's any hope for humanity, you got to know that my heart lies in yours and your heart lies in mine.
Yes, sir.
That's really beautiful, Josh.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's just a matter of taking the time to understand each other, I think, I don't know, and knowing when to draw the line and hey, this is not going to work.
Well, since we seem to be finding it so hard to talk to each other politically, I wonder if it's easier through music.
Yeah, I think, music is obviously, and we learned this when we went on tour in Europe for all of March. We did 27 shows in 7 different countries, and that music transcends cultural language barriers and really can bring people together of all kinds of walks of life. So that was something that was really neat for us to experience. I'd never been out of the country. And it provides a place for people to be safe and be in the spirit of music and come together.
My understanding of the European music scene is that they just go absolutely bonkers over American roots music, including blues and soul music. Was that your impression too?
Yeah, we were definitely welcome with open arms. And, in the northern countries, it's a little more, I don't know what the right word is. They're a little more relaxed, I guess, and just really attentive. But yet, nevertheless, they were very present at the shows, and that's something that we enjoy as musicians. We know that you're getting that energy back. It's an exchange of energy, an exchange of consciousness. And when we were up north, it was a little more, hey, we're going to stand in front of the stage and really take it in. And when we got to the south, southern Europe, like Spain, boy, did they love to dance and have fun, and it was a little more festive. But all in all, the entire tour was full of people that really just wanted to be present and take in the music. And we were a first-time band over there. It didn't matter if they hadn't heard our music or, you know, I mean, they just were curious and wanted to be there and put their whole self into listening. So that was something that we really appreciated.
And you don't find that so much in America?
It depends on the venue. Depends on what the event is. Uh-huh. A lot of times you're kind of, you know, you play a bar or whatever, and people are talking and watching TV or whatever else. And I play a number of solo shows where I'm kind of in the corner and background music and that kind of thing. And that's fine for me too. You know, I feel like if you have a message, it's just a lot, it's a lot better for people to really put themselves there 100%. If you're going to pay the cover, might as well, you know, really dive in and have an experience. So, but you know, we get that in a lot of places we play in the States too. So but it was every place in Europe.
Interesting. You received a really interesting and valuable piece of advice from Magic Slim, who told you that the music business is not about you. It's about the people that paid to see you.
That's true. Yeah. He actually would tell me that. He's like, when you play a show, remember which songs people want to get up and dance to, and those are the ones you keep in your repertoire. So he was definitely someone that, you know, you got a lot of hipster kids that don't want to play Mustang Sally or whatever. They think it's overplayed or whatever. He said, if that's what they want to hear, we're going to play it for them.
Well, that includes slow dancing, too, I'm thinking, right?
It includes what?
Slow dancing with your
honey. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Those are some of the best moments at the shows. We love to play the ballads and let people, you know, embrace each other and enjoy their time, you know.
Well, one of the songs on your album, Running From Love, Parts of a Man, has a really great video associated with that, with an old couple. Geez, they must be in their 70s or 80s, dancing to you, singing that song.
Yeah, that was a special shooting there for sure. They had been married like 60 some years or something, and what a great couple. The husband didn't know at all what he was dressing up for.
Oh, really? It was a surprise.
He said he wasn't much of a dancer, and his wife just said, "You're going to come with me. We're going to go to Lincoln. We're going to do this thing." And he showed up, and he was just, you know, "Whatever you need from me, honey." It was pretty pretty special.
Wow. Well, you know what? His eyes were dancing.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. Okay. And to see a couple of that age, you know, have been together that long and still just, you know, do anything for each other and love each other so much, it's a great lesson for someone like me who's been married for 6 years. So.
Interesting. Well, another song on the album is Searchers. That's one that really jumps out at me, not just because of its propulsive beat and very danceable, like we were talking about, but because you're searching for something in the heart of America. What did you find there, Josh Hoyer?
It depends on where you're at, I guess. You know, and that's, you know, when we go on tour, we're in North Carolina, and on this particular tour, we've been through Oklahoma, and we've been through Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We've been to just outside of Atlanta in a town called Woodstock, and then down into Florida and South Carolina, and now North Carolina. And you never know what you're going to find from city to city. And we have met just some wonderful, wonderful people on this trip, and we always do meet just these great people. You know, that want to give themselves and want to be a part of things and want to show you that you're welcome in their town and their venue. And, you know, more often than not, we feel that. And I think that's a lot of the times because we're in the music world, that the music world tends to hold these generous people that are open and, you know, appreciate kind of the magic of music. But there's other things that you see too on the road where you just kind of scratch your head, you know, the Confederate flags and the T-shirts with horrible slogans and the kind of some of the darker underbelly of what's going on in our country. So you see a little bit of everything, and you keep your eyes open and just try to navigate through it.
Uh-huh. Talk about your band a little bit.
My band is full of excellent players and excellent people. I'm lucky to have the guys in the band. Benjamin Kushner is the guitar player. He's been at it for 40 years, and is just a wonderful person and a true giver of himself when he plays music. Killer guitar player that just really turns heads everywhere we go. Just exudes a large amount of joy when we play. And Mike D is the sax player. He's a little more of a quiet individual, but man, when he plays, you sure get all the passion out of him as well. And the rhythm section is Laurel and James, and they work so well together, real great listeners. And it becomes really a conversation. You know, the band, we listen well to each other, and we try to really play off of each other and create moments within the songs that kind of try to, I don't know, just continue to build and create something special. So we really tightened up over our European tour, those 27 shows in 32 days. Wow. Made the band tighter than it's ever been. So, yeah, I'm just real pleased with where we're at right now musically and personally.
How long have you been together as a band?
This current lineup is just since January. So, Mike and Benji were part of the foundation of the band, which was 5 years ago.
Okay. So I guess fans of yours can actually sample a live CD and get a live CD recorded just on this European tour. Is that right?
Yeah. We recorded our last show in Belgium at the Ancient Belgique. It's a wonderful venue there. And we recorded it live, and it's got some really great sound to it. Recorded it off the board, and then it was mixed and mastered by our bass player, James, who's also an engineer. And real proud of it. And kind of shows you where we're at, you know. It was a short set, but it was a good set.
I know that just in the last couple years, maybe since the release of Running From Love, that you've substantially increased your touring. You guys are touring a lot. I see right now you're going real strong all the way through September.
Yeah, we're staying busy, that's for sure. And this is, you know, it's kind of in the music world, it can be feast or famine. So we try to stay busy in the summer months when there's a lot of events happening. And just very thankful and fortunate to be asked to come play for people. And, you know, like I said, we try to give every ounce of energy we have at every show. So I'm a little worn out right now. We did 9 shows in a row. We got just a couple more here at the end of this tour. We had no days off. So trying to rest and make sure we get these last few shows and give people everything we got.
Wow. Well, that's got to be gratifying. It sounds like it's sort of like one of those overnight successes that took 5 years.
Yeah, that's, you know, for any of the younger musicians that are out there that are dreaming and wanting to tour, you know, they should realize that it's just a long haul. And we're still, you know, I still book the band myself. I still manage the band myself. And we've been seeking, you know, some professional either booking or management agency to take over and try to help us out a little more. And till this point, it's been a no-go. But, you know, we still just keep working away and perfecting our craft and you know, giving every ounce of energy that we got. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Does that take away from the artistic side of the enterprise?
Yeah, you know, there's, I also am a father of two young girls and a husband to a wonderful woman. And when I'm home, you know, I try to spend as much time with them as I can. And if I'm not doing the business side or being a family man, there's less time to create, that's for sure. And that's been something I kind of struggle with. I've got a lot of ideas, but not a lot of time to put them together.
What's next for Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal? Working on a new CD?
You know, I got a lot of ideas in my mind. we've got a lot of, you know, life sometimes throws you curveballs, and we've got some personal issues within the band that we're going to need to kind of figure out. Some pretty heavy stuff, to be honest. And you know, my goal is to you know, as a 41-year-old father of two, is to make whatever it is that we're doing a quality experience for everyone involved, to where we're not just kind of driving around aimlessly, playing to 20 people in a bar. That starts to wear on you a little bit as you age, and a little tough on the pocketbook. So, you know, we're trying to grow this to a point where hopefully we can maybe pick and choose some gigs a little more. And, you know, obviously we want to earn that, and I think we have. But I don't know. We're going to see what happens here come fall and next year, and kind of make a plan for next year. We've got a European tour that's supposed to happen in August, September next year. And, yeah, I don't know. We've got some questions that need answering still, but so far, just really thankful for where we're at.
Well, I'm really happy that you're growing in this direction. I know you're based in Lincoln, Nebraska, and
yep.
I would think Colorado would be fertile territory for what you do.
Yeah, we really love coming up to Colorado, and it's not a long drive for us, which is nice. And we just had a real great time at the Greeley. They do a Friday fest before their Greeley Blues Jam, and we played the Blues Jam a couple years back, and then we played the night before just recently. And man, it was a great time. A lot of people out in the street and dancing, having fun. And we played Denver pretty regularly, and we have been up to the mountains and played a few festivals up in the mountains, that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to getting back to Carbondale as well. We played Steve's Guitars a couple winters back and just had a wonderful night. And just a lot of great people up that way. So we're looking forward to getting back.
Several of KDNK's DJs were at that show, and they came back raving.
Oh, cool.
And they still
cool.
rave about you. And, of course, they're the ones that are spinning your CD. I think you're going to love Carbondale. Well, you've already
yeah.
gotten a taste for it, but Carbondale Mountain Fair is, you know, it's the premier festival in this town.
I'm absolutely thrilled to get up there. And it's such beautiful scenery. I mean, the inspiration is limitless, really.
Wonderful so. World, beautiful people. Who did that song?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You guys got it going on up there, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, it's such a pleasure to have great music coming our way. And, you know, headlining Saturday night, that's about as good as it gets at the Carbondale Mountain Fair. So I have no doubt,
man,
that you're going to wow us
honor.
All.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I promise you that you're going to get a large dose of soul, funk, and R&B straight from the heart. So.
Looking forward to it. Josh Hoyer, thanks for spending a little time with me here on KDNK.
You bet, Luke. It's my pleasure.